From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Foreclosure filings have dropped for a seventh straight month, down in April by 34% compared to the same month last year. But Rick Sharga with the foreclosure listing firm Realty Track says the reason for the decline is that lenders have put the brakes on new filings while they work through the backlog of foreclosures already pending.
There are massive delays in foreclosure processing right now. There are about 3.7 million homeowners who are 90 days plus past due on their loans. They'd all normally be in foreclosure right now and are imminently going to go into foreclosure.
Sharga says another factor in the slowdown in new filings is that banks have put so many repossessed homes up for sale that some markets are saturated with them. The surge of floodwater pushing its way down the Mississippi River is threatening more riverside communities. In Greenville, Mississippi, Alice Holmes says she's ready to evacuate if the levee protecting her town gives way.
I don't know where I'd go, but I'm prepared to leave. I'm just afraid that when I leave, what do I come back to?
Sandra Canispo with Mississippi Public Broadcasting says water levels in Greenville are already at an all-time high, and wild animals are jumping the levee there to escape the flooding.
Among them, deer, snakes, wild boar, and the occasional alligator, as the habitat fills with water. Doris Petty lives 30 yards from the levee.
The deers and the wild hogs is running around in the area, right in the city of Greenville. I saw a wild hog early this morning.
While emergency management say most of the city of Greenville is safe, large swaths of farmland in the Delta have begun to flood. Sandra Knispel, NPR News, Greenville, Mississippi.
The chief executives of the nation's top oil companies will be on Capitol Hill today, answering questions about the taxes their firms pay at a time of soaring profits and high gasoline prices. Senate Democrats want to eliminate some key tax breaks for the companies. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York.
We're here to say enough already to big oil. You're doing just fine on your own, and you don't need the taxpayer giving you an extra handout to help.
Even if legislation to eliminate oil industry tax breaks makes it through the Senate, it faces an uphill battle in the Republican-controlled House. NATO warplanes are on the attack again in Libya today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says the focus is on the capital.
NATO is continuing its airstrikes on the capital, Tripoli. We have seen sustained bombardment there over many days. And again, last night, the compound of Muammar Gaddafi, Bab al-Aziziyya, was hit yet again, clearly targeting that particular complex where Muammar Gaddafi is said to be holed up.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting. A court in Germany has convicted a retired American auto worker of being an accessory to murder as a Nazi death camp guard during World War II. John Demjanjuk was charged with more than 28,000 criminal counts. He's been sentenced to 5 years in prison. This is NPR News. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney tries to put some distance between himself and President Obama's health care overhaul law today. NPR's Don Gagne reports the GOP presidential hopeful will be giving a speech at the University of Michigan's Medical Center.
It's an important speech for Romney on an issue where he could be vulnerable. His detractors, including other potential presidential candidates, criticize him for signing a Massachusetts health care bill while governor. The White House says that law was one of the models for national health care. Both contain a mandate requiring people to carry insurance. Romney has said Massachusetts had the right to enact such a law, but he says the national law goes too far and should be repealed. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Nissan says it earned more than $1 billion in the first quarter of this year. John Matthews reports, unlike rival Toyota, Nissan has posted stronger earnings despite the devastating earthquake and tsunami in Japan.
Among the big three automakers in Japan, Toyota, Nissan, and Honda, Nissan is the only one to post a net profit for the January to March quarter, saying its operating profits passed $1 billion. Experts say Nissan's global production and supply network helped it to avoid a dramatic loss in profits, although CEO Charles Ghosn says he will still commit to producing 1 million cars in Japan a year. Ghosn declined to provide a fiscal outlook for the upcoming year and says rivals outside Japan could grab some market share as Nissan recovers. He says that production should be back in full swing by October. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
Evangelist Billy Graham is said to be resting comfortably at a hospital in North Carolina where he's being treated for pneumonia. A spokesman says the 92-year-old Graham was never in distress or an acute situation. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for